I truly believe the power of your subconscious mind can change any situation for you. And hypnotherapy in particular was an absolute game changer because 99%, like 95% of your thoughts that you have on a day-to-day basis are thoughts that you had from the day before. We're literally living on a repeat and a rinse system. We're going on this cybernetic feedback loop every single day. And it's your responsibility to be able to interrupt that loop and put more empowering thoughts and beliefs and values that are going to allow you to show up for yourself in a better way and make your mind start speaking to your body better.
Welcome to the Periods and Power Moves podcast, and I'm your host, Deanny Lee. I'm your modern day period coach, certified life and success coach, and clinical hypnotherapist. I help women to eliminate PMS and realign to their cycles so that they can find their flow, stop hustling, improve their health, increase their impact, influence, and success in their businesses and lifestyles. It's my sole driven mission to educate and empower you on the power of your period. In this podcast, we talk all things menstrual cycles, mindset, business, success, productivity, hormones, spirituality, manifestation, and all the stuff in between. You're ready to figure out how you can use your period to make power moves, aren't you? Of course you are. Let's do this. This episode of the Periods and Power Moves podcast is sponsored by my free guide, The Perfect Flow Formula. This is a step-by-step action guide to know your monthly cycle. And did I mention, this is free. How surprised would you be to feel really good about knowing your cycle? Imagine, what would it be like to get really excited about understanding your cycle so that you can be free from burnout, overwhelm, procrastination? If you align your lifestyle, your business, your health, fitness, and your well-being to your menstrual cycle, then you can picture yourself saying bye-bye to your period problems and saying hello to more energy. And imagine knowing exactly when in your cycle to rest, to play, to set goals, to plan, to manifest, to start a new hobby, or even when to launch a new product in your business. The first step is to know your flow. Inside this guide, you will find the following: a downloadable menstrual cycle tracker so that you can take back control, thrive in your mind and body, and live in alignment with your flow. Learn how you can reduce PMS anxiety so that you can improve your mental health, manage your thoughts, and make better decisions that make you feel good. A self-care checklist for each season of your cycle so that you can build a healthier relationship with yourself, boost your confidence, your self-esteem, and avoid burnout and overwhelm. Learn the seed cycling method so that you can balance your hormones, improve your well-being, and increase your energy levels. Yes, you are going to find all of this inside my free guide, The Perfect Flow Formula, and you'll get to uncover some of my proven step-by-step strategies so that you can take the next steps to finding your flow, ditching PMS, and becoming the best version of you. This is for you if you want to understand how you can improve your cycle and make it a daily habit. You're ready to quit burnout, overwhelm, and function in your peak flow state. You're an entrepreneur, a person with a period, who wants to create more balance in your life and career without constantly hustling. Hustling is dead. You're no longer willing to settle to being a slave to your hormones and your flow. Go ahead and download my free guide, The Perfect Flow Formula. The details are inside the show notes. Just click download and away you go. And now, let's get into this episode. Hello and welcome back to the Periods and Power Moves podcast with me, Vianney Lee. And today I've got a real treat for you all as I've got more of an exclusive snippet from a masterclass that I held. And this one is all about understanding how your menstrual health could be affecting your mental health. So, do you ever feel like your period disrupts you every single month and just makes life a bit more difficult? Do you not understand how or why you're so emotional some days and then fine some other days? Or do you want to really get a handle or a grip on your period symptoms, but you're just not sure how to? If any of this sounds familiar, then in this episode is the medicine you need, because we are going to be talking about how to use your menstrual cycle as your superpower. And when you can really connect with your body and use your menstrual cycle as a superpower, a tool, a resource, you will start to feel more empowered every single day. So tune in this week as I'm breaking down the four phases of your menstrual cycle and how to use them to your advantage to stop the mood swings and start feeling better about your periods. I'm also going to be teaching you how you can start tracking your cycle so you can start noticing the patterns in your own unique cycle. So here are some things you're going to learn from this episode. You're going to learn why your menstrual cycle is deemed as your fifth vital sign, the four magical phases of your cycle, what is the forefront of balancing your hormones, how your subconscious mind is connected to your menstrual cycle, and like I said, how you can get started with tracking your cycle. So enjoy, buckle up. Please take a screenshot if you're listening to this episode and you're enjoying it and tag me at statusflow.co. Would love to hear from you, and I will catch you on the next one. Enjoy.
So hi, everybody. I am really excited to kind of welcome you to the world of menstrual cycles. I like to call them magical menstrual cycles as well, because we're really going to dive semi-deep into what's happening when in your cycle and why, so that you can start to feel more connected to your body every single day. So it's really important that you understand that your menstrual cycle is actually your superpower. And you can start using this superpower to start feeling more empowered every single day. So what you're going to learn in this session, this quick little session that we've got going on here, you're going to learn about the different phases of your menstrual cycle. And I'm going to really take you through what those phases are in a way that makes it really easy for you to understand, so that you can start noticing those patterns and those rhythms. Because your menstrual cycle is your fifth vital sign. So just as important as it is to have, when you go to the doctors, to have your blood pressure checked, your heart rate, your body temperature, your menstrual cycle is also your fifth vital sign. So before we get started, I think it's really important for me to tell you why I do this work, right? I'm a menstrual cycle alignment expert and a period coach, and I also work with my clients to help them to eliminate PMS and realign to their cycle so they can stop their period problems holding them back from what they want to achieve in life, but also use their menstrual cycle as a resource and a tool to be able to unlock your potential, your creativity, and become the best version of yourself, right? If you're looking for consistency, this is where you're going to find it. So it sounds all sunshine and roses right now, but I didn't suddenly just appear to be this period girl. I actually used to suffer really severely with PMS, and I was diagnosed with something called premenstrual dysphoric disorder, which is called, it's also known as PMDD. It's a hormone-based mood disorder. I had no idea what it was. I didn't know I was going to end up being this period girl, like I said. But I was going round and round in cycles every single month, not making the connection between my mental health and my menstrual health. So if I know I can't see anybody right now, but I want you to raise your hands if you feel like your periods disrupt you every month, or you find that you're emotional every month, or you find that your emotions are difficult to manage every single month. You have a kind of like love-hate relationship with your body and you're not quite sure. You can see it's a pattern, but you're not quite sure what it is. That's exactly what was going on with me. So I was diagnosed with this condition, and my options to manage my symptoms and to get help was to either go on to antidepressants, manage my symptoms myself. And some women in the PMDD community who have been battling with this for years, some of them are going to the result of having hysterectomies. Now it affects 1 in 20 women, so it's a very wide sample of women who it affects. So it's probably someone that you do know that is experiencing PMDD. And the symptoms are very similar to bipolar disorder. That's why I said the link to your mental health and your menstrual health is extremely important. So after being diagnosed, it was like a weight off my shoulders, because I finally realized that I wasn't crazy. I wasn't experiencing something that I was going through by myself every single month. And if you are, I want you to know that you're not alone. There is support and there are options for you. But the good news is that 5 months after being diagnosed, I no longer had any symptoms. I was able to take myself out of that situation. I no longer had any more PMDD symptoms. And that continues to be my story today. So that attracted a lot of attention because a lot of people wanted to know how and why and what all the things that I did. So I was coaching before this period coaching world, but I was actually coaching as a makeup artist. I worked in the beauty industry. I was a makeup artist, a teacher, a trainer, did product development, cosmetic science, and all of that. And when I went to university, I studied everything about science anyway. So hormones and the reproductive system was actually embedded in my education, but I didn't know that I was going to be using it. Anyway, so what I've done now is I've taken that story of turning my pain into power. And really now I'm trying to empower as many people as possible with periods and period problems to see that you can use it to your advantage. So that's kind of my story in a nutshell. First of all, you must be wondering, like, is my menstrual cycle really magic, right? Is it really magic? What are you talking about? And I can tell you that it is magical, but in fact, it's way more than that, right? So like I said, your menstrual cycle is your fifth vital sign. And what I mean by that is in 2015, the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists deemed your menstrual cycle as your fifth vital sign. So like I said, like checking your body temperature, your pulse, your blood pressure, and all of these things, is your menstrual cycle is an important tracker of your health. So the average cycle is around 28 days, right? With 4 to 5 days bleeding, and you may ovulate on day 14. Don't worry if this doesn't make sense to you right now. I'm going to break it down. So what I do want you to know is every single aspect of your menstrual cycle. So the length, the volume of blood, the color of blood, the timing of ovulation, if you're, you know, checking your basal body temperatures, PMS, cramping, all of these things are giving you important information about your health, right? And before I actually continue, I just want to preface this by saying, if you're on hormonal contraception, then the experience that I described now is going to look very different for you. I don't know about you, but this is the stuff that we should have been taught in school, right? But unfortunately, the problem is that most women or people who menstruate, they don't have a clue on how their body works, right? Until they are interested in maybe conceiving or starting a family, right? What it means is that all of the things that we should have been taught in school is that magic has been taken from us, right? So once you understand that your menstrual cycle is powerful, it's magical, it's a creative force, and you'll be able to start to see the power that you hold and start listening out for those telltale signs of, like, if you're experiencing a hormonal imbalance, right? And I guarantee that you'll start to feel more confident and excited about what each phase does and provides for you as a tool for building momentum and magnetism in your life. Does that make sense? But isn't it about time that you start to really honor your body and claim back your power? If you agree to settle in now, maybe just take a few notes. This is really going to be super helpful for you. So before we start talking about the magic of your menstrual cycle, it's really important for you to know that not only do you get a baseline for where you are in your health and you can understand yourself better than ever, but the basic thing that I want to tell you right now is that your period is not your menstrual cycle, right? Your period is the time that you bleed, and your menstrual cycle is that entire 28 days, or perhaps your cycle is looking like 24 days or 36 days, right? But your period is an actual phase of the entire menstrual cycle, okay? And I'm just going to break down those phases real quick, right? So let's talk about the bleed phase first, which is your menstrual phase. And I'm going to describe this in a way that helps you to understand it in a way that you're going to resonate with. And I'm going to talk about nature. So With nature, we have these seasons, right? We have spring, summer, autumn, and winter. Now, our bodies actually replicate the seasons. We have these internal seasons within ourselves. So we actually go through a spring, a summer, autumn, and a winter every single month, right? If you're menstruating, if you're in your reproductive years, so that is from when you first start your period up until menopause. So let's talk about your winter, which is your bleed phase, right? And this is known as your menstrual phase. And with this, it's really important that you start to think about what winter kind of brings up for you, right? Because during your winter phase, if this is an inbuilt time for you to rest. And what I'm actually going to do, I'm going to talk about those four phases now, so this can make more sense. I'm going to talk about the four phases and tell you a little bit about what's happening at each phase. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about the seasons. I think that's going to be a bit clearer. So the four phases in scientific words is follicular, ovulatory, luteal, and menstrual. Okay. Don't worry about what that is right now. Now, some people in the medical field, they actually don't include your menstrual phase, so your bleeding phase, as part of the equation. But I think the menstrual phase holds so much magic, that it deserves to be spoken about as a separate phase. So what's actually happening is your follicular phase. So this happens immediately after your bleed ends. Okay. So you finish bleeding, and this is about 7 to 10 days of your menstrual cycle. I really want you to think about this phase as spring. Okay. It's going to make more sense now. As spring. So when you think about spring, you're thinking about a fresh start, new beginnings. And the word that I really like to associate with this is activation. Right, because you feel more active, you suddenly have more energy. And that is because your hormones have been hiding away during your bleeding phase. And then all of a sudden, you've got this rise in concentration of hormones. And it's a great way for you to, if you want to start using your cycle to your advantage, spring is the time to plan, right? It's the time to brainstorm, it's the time to start new things. I don't When I'm in my spring, I like to try a new dance workout, right? Something that's quite complicated. Or maybe I'll download some new software for my business and I'll like get my head into it, because research is a really strong superpower during that phase, right? Now, your ovulatory phase is known as your summer. So when you're thinking about summer, you're thinking about like an abundance in everything. You're thinking about an abundance in energy, in motivation, in stamina, in confidence, in patience, right? This is like your social time, and it's a really great time for you to start communicating, talking about what you want, because your communication is like primed for this phase. And just a little side note, I'm in my ovulatory phase right now. So this is why I do a lot of teaching and a lot of public speaking during my ovulation phase. So when I say balance your hormones, so your hormones are always in a continual flux, but sometimes we have excess of X hormone or excess of X hormone, or we have too little of this hormone. But the main thing that I want to just preface all of this by saying is your adrenal glands is the foundation of your hormonal balancing. And your adrenal glands produce cortisol, which is the stress hormone. So stress management is something that should be at the forefront of your mind if you're working to balance your hormones. Okay. So that's your ovulation phase, and that is your inner summer. Okay. So if you're thinking about like maybe having your in-laws over, or maybe inviting friends over, but I don't know what's going on with COVID at the moment. But having like gatherings or launching a program during this time is the best time to do it. Okay. Now, the next phase that we go into is your luteal phase, and this is your inner autumn, or you might say fall, right? So this is the longest phase of your cycle. And actually, what I didn't say is that your ovulation, your inner summer, is the shortest phase of your cycle. It's about 3 to 4 days. And also, that is the time that is your fertile window. We're only fertile around 5 days out of the entire month. So if you are on hormonal contraception for reasons to prevent pregnancy, then you now know that you're only fertile 5 days out of the month. Okay. So your luteal phase is your inner autumn. Now, this is the phase that has a bit of a bad reputation because PMS can be common during this phase, but it's completely avoidable, right? You don't have to experience PMS. A lot of people experience PMS symptoms because they have too much estrogen in their body, right? So I really want you to think about how balanced and how grounded you'll feel when you balance your estrogen levels. Just think about this. So Elisaviti is the founder of a method called cycle syncing. So it's choosing foods, activities, and exercise and habits to sync with where you are in your cycle. So some of the things I just mentioned, so being more sociable in your ovulation phase, or launching a program in your ovulation phase. But during your luteal phase, your inner autumn, I want you to scrap the PMS and think about PMS as prioritizing myself. That's from Elisaviti. And I love that. Like, it's just an absolute reframe, and it's bomb because it makes you really think, why do I feel the way that I feel during my luteal phase? If you're experiencing mood swings, or crying and irritability, or headaches and all of these things, are you prioritizing yourself? Because this is the time for you to really slow down and turn inwards and turn your attention from the outside world into your own inner space, your own inner temple, and really tune into the inner portal of your heart so that you can show up better for yourself. And show up better for others. So it's a time to really start grounding down and slowing down and getting ready for winter, right? Autumn. So so then we go into your menstrual phase, which is your bleed phase. And again, like, this is the perfect time, is an inbuilt resting time for you to reflect and to, take your foot off the gas. I find a lot of my clients that come to me who are experiencing extreme PMS symptoms is that they're not giving themselves permission to slow down during their menstrual phase. They're still trying to go ham and, push themselves beyond their limits. And I want to let everybody know that it's safe to rest. It is safe to give yourself permission to rest, and rest is success. If you rest, then you're able to show up in a much more bigger, more impactful, more influential way. Like I said, everything about your menstrual cycle, like the consistency, the color, the duration that you're bleeding for, is a powerful, powerful sign of your hormonal health. And what you need to start thinking about is your brain is talking to your ovaries, right? So mindset is incredibly important. So going back to why I studied to what become an NLP practitioner and a hypnotherapist is because one of the catalyst reasons why I was able to heal from PMDD is because I really started working on my subconscious mind. And I truly believe the power of your subconscious mind can change any situation for you. And hypnotherapy in particular was an absolute game changer, because 99%, like 95% of your thoughts that you have on a day-to-day basis are thoughts that you had from the day before. We're literally living on a repeat and a rinse system. We're going on this cybernetic feedback loop every single day. And it's your responsibility to be able to interrupt that loop and put more empowering thoughts and beliefs and values that are going to allow you to show up for yourself in a better way and make your mind start speaking to your body better. And every single piece of information that you get about your cycle, when you start noticing patterns and trends, that's data, right? That's your own personal data that you can use to your advantage for the next cycle. So I would say get started by tracking your cycle. And the way that you do that is if you count from the very first day that you started your bleed. When I say the very first day of your bleed, it's full flow blood, not spotting or anything like that. We want to see like a full flow bleed. That's day one. Then you count forward and you'll know what day of your cycle you're on. So for me, I'm on day 12 of my cycle. So I started bleeding 12 days ago. Does that make sense? What you can do is, I've actually got an incredible resource guide actually, which allows you to go through the step-by-step motions of getting to know your monthly flow a lot better. It's called the Perfect Flow Formula. And inside there, you've got a downloadable tracker. It's a menstrual cycle tracker. I'm a firm believer in pen to paper. And you can just get started by just writing down how you feel on that day. Maybe it's just one word. Today I felt magnetic. Today I felt confident. Today I felt moody, right? And inside that guide as well, I share with you videos on how you can get started with actually tracking your cycle. So it's linked to my YouTube channel. I also give you a guide on how to self-care during each phase of your cycle. How you self-care in your summer is different to how you self-care in your spring, right? Every single phase is different. Our brain chemistry is changing week by week. So you've got a self-care checklist in there as well, and you've also got something called the seed cycling method, which is how you can start quickly getting started by balancing your hormones by changing the seeds that you eat during the first half of your cycle and the second half of your cycle. It sounds mental. When I first heard it, I was like, what, eating seeds? Okay. But honestly, the seeds that are included in the seed cycling method, they're all there to either boost estrogen levels or to boost progesterone levels during the latter part of your cycle and then the first half of your cycle, so that you start reducing the severity of those symptoms.
Tapping into your cycle superpowers is within your reach now. Feeling more in control of your moods, your monthly cycle, and your business is closer than ever. If you're listening to this, then you already know that if you want something changed, then you have to change the way that you look at it. And then the way that you look at it will change. So if you're a slave to your out-of-whack hormones, then you're making one of the biggest mistakes that's costing you your peace, your purpose, your productivity, and your profit. There's no need to remind you of that. Flowzone Alchemy is my signature online program for highly different people with period problems who want to level up their lives and be more in control of their hormones without ever having to worry about when their period is starting again. Join the waitlist now. Thank you so much for listening to the Periods Empowerment podcast with me, Vianney Lee. If you want to listen in more, don't miss an episode. You can listen to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify and Podtail. And if you head to the show notes, there's a link where you can leave us a review. I would really appreciate it. And come follow me on Instagram at statusflow.co.